What was the updated data from the 68 months when attack in terms of deep vein thrombosis, stroke, and other cardiovascular events?
As far as deep vein thrombosis was concerned, things hadn't changed. There was a halving. Tamoxifen, 4.5% of women had deep vein thrombosis, and it was about 2.8% on anastrozole. So that's similar to all the other studies, and it's similar if you go on HRT, you get that increase in venous thromboembolic events. So my guess is that anastrozole gets it back to what you might expect in the general population of women. So that's useful. We continue to see a reduction in ischemic cerebrovascular events, not a huge reduction, it's 2.8% versus 2%. So I guess one can ascribe some of those to the effect of tamoxifen on clotting. The important data, to my mind, and these are the new and actually slightly worrying data on cardiac events in the AI trials. In ATTACC, if you take all cardiac events, there was 4.1% on anastrozole and 3.4% on tamoxifen, an increase on the AI. That's not significant. The p-value there is 0.12, but it's a bit extra, and that's worrying.
What kind of events?
Well, these were everything from chest pain to angina to MI and through to death from MI. Now, then when we separated them out into MI and death from MI, there's no difference. If you take MI, it's 1.2% on anastrozole and 1.1% on tamoxifen. And deaths, 49 versus 46, 1.4%. So no increase in deaths on anastrozole. But the big 98 data presented at St. Gallen was some cause for concern. They graded the events. They reported on events with grades 3 to 5. That includes myocardial infarction and myocardial death. And the figures there were 3.6% of grade 3 to 5 cardiac events on letrozole compared to 2.5% on tamoxifen. So, you know, there's 143 events versus 101. There is a difference there, a trend against the aromatase inhibitor. And they looked at myocardial deaths, and they had 26 on letrozole and 13 on tamoxifen. Now, that's the first time we've seen that in these studies. Well, maybe not the first time, actually. The International Exemestane Study in San Antonio, Charles Coombs presented their data on myocardial infarction.
That was the switching trial.
That's the switching trial, to switch to exemestane or to continue tamoxifen. And they reported myocardial infarction. And there were 20 on exemestane and 8 on tamoxifen. So it's the same trend as big 198 in myocardial infarction and cardiac death. So this needs to be followed very carefully, because if this goes on, it's going to be problematical, I think, for those two aromatase inhibitors. Now, remember, these are data, they've got about 30-month follow-up, whereas ATTACC's got 6-year follow-up. So twice as much follow-up in ATTACC. So it's unlikely that we're going to see more cardiac deaths in ATTACC, but again, this is the importance of following these women up blinded to see whether there are any late myocardial toxicity here.